Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you and welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole, and we're always happy to have you and you. Amen. We're here at Doctrine of Truth. Our desire is to bring you the truth from the grassroots level. All listeners that call in with their biblical experience so we can grow thereby. We thank God for you. Amen. We're listening for you. Amen. To always a great fellowship. The topic is marriage is honorable in all. Marriage is honorable in all. Father, we thank you right now, O God, for what you have done. We thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do. Lord, we ask you to stretch your hand of deliverance upon each and every one of us that come together in fellowship. Because, God, we know you're able. Amen. We are just instruments in your hands. And, oh, God, we ask you to bless our fellowship, bless our union as we come together today, tonight, wherever this message be heard. In the name of Jesus, bind Satan's hand. Oh, God, whatever weapon he's trying against the families will not be successful. You said if they bring their tithes and offerings in the storehouse, you rebuke the devil. And, Lord, we ask you to protect their possessions, protect their stuff in the name of Jesus. Rebuke the hands of the enemy that's trying to come against the families each and everywhere. In Jesus the Christ we pray, amen, amen. Well, welcome again. We said all the time that, amen, when you desire to call in, call 855-236-2252, 1-347-215-8816. And when we open up the studio to have comments and remarks, amen, you can press 1 on your phone and our technician will put you in. We will not announce your name, amen. We will only ask, we'll be giving your area code and your last 4 digits. Your area code and last 4 digits, amen. You can come in and express yourself, give your comments. We're not about fighting against anyone, anyone's faith or anyone in one position, but we're here to help one another. We're here in helping one another. Amen. Proverbs, amen, talks about iron sharpening iron, that a friend will sharpen, amen, the countenance of his friend. And that's what we're about. Amen. We're about to come together, amen, and encourage one another and help one another in the scriptures. Amen. That you can grow in Christ. Spiritual growth is very important. Amen. That you can be able to stand. And once you have done all the stand, the Bible said, go ahead and stand therewith. Amen. We're discussing, amen, marriages. And we always like to encourage you, amen, to examine the Bible that you have, to make sure the Bible that you have, that you're studying from, because it's a lifetime investment. It is a lifetime investment on your part because of the fact it helps you, amen, to get the Rhema word, amen. The Logos, as you read it, amen, but when you begin to pray and come together like we are coming together here, amen, it will begin to manifest the word to give you the understanding of what God is saying, what God is saying. And you can read the word day in and day out at night. Amen. And you can, we always say that we start off with the King James Bible. Amen. The King James Bible. Then you can go from the King James Bible to the Amplified Bible, the American Standard. Amen. And the New International Bible. Amen. They have the Good News Bible. Amen. There are many Bibles out there today, but making sure you get the right translation and you get the right understanding. But where two or three come together, amen, it's so important when two or three of us come together in God's name, when we come together in God's name and begin to discuss and to share our point of view according to the scripture, amen, and get the right translations and also get the right interpretation of that scripture, amen, of that scripture, amen, you'll find, amen, it will enlighten your spirit, amen. Proverbs said with two or three counselors, there's strength, there's understanding. Amen. So making sure you have the right Bible to get the right translation, then you can begin to grow, begin to grow. There's so many voices out there today, amen, speaking about this word, that word, amen, and they always have considering why they believe this and why they believe that. And so that's why it's so important. The Word of God is your lifetime study. It's your lifetime study. Amen. It was 66 books. Amen. Some use the 76 books, but we're here. We're always talking about, amen, what God used. God used men. Amen. God is an old and a new. Amen. You got to have an old and a new. Amen. If you don't have a new, where you get the old? There has to be an old. Amen. There's a old covenant and a new covenant. Amen. And Paul was saying to Timothy, amen, to study, to show thyself approved unto God. And Paul was saying to Timothy, amen, concerning they had the scrolls back in the days of Christ's time. And all the men that Jesus picked was coming looking for the Messiah. So they had some biblical knowledge. Amen. So Paul, when Paul told the young pastor, amen, in 1st and 2nd Timothy 3:16, he said, all scriptures are given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Amen. God inspired his called men. God inspired Moses to write. Amen. Moses didn't have the knowledge or the insight, amen, to write those laws, amen, and bylaws that God had given him. They said, well, oh, that's Moses wrote. If you look at it, understand, Moses didn't have that understanding, amen, that wisdom, amen. He wrote what God gave him, amen, and gave it to Joshua when they came down, amen. So God used Moses. Amen. God used Joshua, amen, all these great men of the Bible to inspire them to write through dreams and visions. Amen. So the old covenant, and Jesus brought the church. Jesus brought the church. Amen. So we're discussing what God did through his through the word. Amen. The first covenant God gave man, the first institution, amen, that God brought was the Bible, was marriage. Was marriage, amen, of the first institution. Amen. In the Garden of Eden. Amen. We're gonna go from there. We're gonna go in the book of Genesis and look at the first covenant, the first institution God had given a human being. Amen. That started all of this population growth, started all the creation of men and women, the beginning of everything in the book of Genesis. And the book of Genesis, amen, has been challenged, things that has been challenged here, but the beginning of everything started in the book of Genesis. And that's the God we're talking about. We're discussing the God, the Creator, the God, the Creator of mankind, of heaven and earth, the ocean, the stars, the moon. Amen. He created man. Amen. He created man, the second chapter of Genesis. And we begin here. We're going to pick it up at the 7th verse. Then the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed in his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man who he had formed. Amen. God, the one that created man and formed man. God, the one that started. God, the Father. God, the Creator. Amen. He formed man in the garden. That's where everything started, in the garden, Garden of Eden. Amen. And notice here, we're in the second chapter of Genesis. Amen. And God began to see, and God, and the Lord God, the 15th verse, and the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for the day that thou eat thereof thou shalt surely die. Amen. The Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet. All right, now, this is before the children came. This is before the children. This is before, amen, Adam and Eve broke the commandments, what God told him to do. When disobedience is a sin, when God gave you something to do, amen, it's a sin. And you knew it would come from God. It was no other voices in the garden that was challenging Adam and Eve at this time. But the devil was around. The fallen angel was around, and he heard what God said, and he began to challenge Adam and Eve. Amen. The enemy always challenging. Amen. He always come in religion. He's always quoting and misquoting, amen, what God says. And here is the problem with all of mankind today, religious people, religion, amen, the challenging by of religion, the challenging of all the scriptures and the challenging, amen, what God said, what man said, what the wife said, amen, what the neighbor said. Amen. Always is a challenge. Amen. So we want to look at, now we're getting ready to go. God said, all right, that Adam needed somebody to help him govern and manage the world. Amen. He needed somebody to govern and manage the world. Amen. Sex was not involved. Sex was not involved in this position yet. Sin had not come in to the human family yet. Amen. That was the punishment God gave Adam and Eve because of the fact that they had done wrong. But we just want to make sure and clear it up first. Amen. Adam and Eve were innocent. Adam and Eve was obeying God. Adam and Eve, amen, was a help. Eve was a help to man. Amen. Whatever help he needed. Amen. She was there. She's multi-versic, amen, multi-talented and gifted is the woman. Multi-talented and gifted is the woman. Multi-talented and gifted, she can adapt, amen, to any man, amen, and be a help to him. So the Bible said that she was a helpmate. She was a helpmate. So we want to make sure, take a look at this family now before sin came in, and we can really see, amen, if there's any problems, come a clear, amen, and looking at marriage, you can see where it starts and where it's beginning. So if Adam, God, amen, here we find he need a helpmate, and the Lord God, the 19th verse of second chapter of Genesis, and the Lord God found, and Adam had named everything, and we're going to go on down. Amen. At the 21st verse. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. Now, he took one of his ribs, and he closed it up. God took a rib from Adam. Amen. Eve was made from man. Amen. Amen. Adam was made from the dust of the ground. But here, God didn't go to the dust. Amen. He didn't go to the ground to make Adam and breathe into Eve and made Eve from the ground. No, he went to Adam. He went to Adam and took a rib from Adam. Amen. And the 22nd verse of Genesis, and the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman and brought her unto the man. Now it was a woe man. It was a woe man. Took it from man. So woe, it was a womb man. A womb man. Because woman can reproduce. She's capable not only helping him and adapting to share in his responsibility of governing the world, amen, and all these animals and all these trees and all what God gave Adam to do, but now she's able also, and you'll see later on, that she's able to reproduce. So far, there's only two human beings in the world, Adam and Eve. And now, is Eve on the scene? Well, there's Adam on the scene, now is Eve. Amen. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out. She was taken out. She was taken out of man. She was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and was not ashamed. Now, you know, to be the challenge back in the third chapter, we're going to the third chapter, but we're leaving right now. You can see, amen, that the woman, she didn't come from no tree, no other animal. God didn't create her from the dust of the ground. She came from the man. She came from the man. Amen. So it is no mistake. Amen. There's no mistake in man. When you see a woman, amen, automatically attracted. He is attracted to her. And she's attracted to him. Amen. Because they're part of each other. They're part of each other. Amen. So as the time went on, the enemy challenged the word of God. And you can find the devil's challenge, the word of God. He challenged Jesus in the wilderness. Amen. So the enemy always come. Amen. Like Peter said in 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, the devil always come like a roaring lion because he come preaching and teaching and praying the word of God. And you think he's going to hide. He's not hiding, but he's bold in religion, quoting what he say God said. And twisting and turning. And Jesus said in the book of Matthew, be not deceived. Many false teachers, many false prophets, I always say they're coming in truckloads. They're coming off the train. Amen. They're coming in their cars, limousines and vans. Many of them out there. Amen. That's where the enemy hiding out in religion. He's hiding in religion. Amen. So what we have now, that the devil, he doesn't like what God created. He always fights against what God created. Amen. The devil wanted, he wanted a book in the book of Genesis and Jeremiah. Amen. He found that, amen, he was evicted. Revelation 13 and 11 also says where Satan was evicted. Amen. Michael the archangel, amen, throwed him out, a third of the host. So they don't want nothing that God, amen, they come to destroy the earth. Amen. So when God created Adam, amen, and then gave him a helpmeet also, amen, that was just too much. Amen. He wanted to destroy that family. But God had a hedge around them. They fellowship with God all the time. But what he could not do is overrun them. Amen. Get his truck and just run them down and kill them. He couldn't do that. God had angels. And he had hedges around his families and friends. Those that, amen, love God and stay with God, he got a hedge around you. Doesn't matter what how the world roll. Amen. They bring up all kind of accusations against marriages, accusations against man, accusations against woman. They want to break them up because the enemy don't like what God made. He doesn't like what God brought together. Amen. So without Adam and Eve, we would not have no population on this earth. Adam and Eve, amen, brought us into this problem. Amen. We have a problem. Sin is the problem. Amen. Sin is the issue. Amen. Hebrews saying that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers. Amen. In high places. Amen. Wickedness in high places. So this brings us in here now in the 13th chapter of Hebrews. And say Paul is the writer and the author, amen, of this book. In the 13th chapter of Hebrews, amen, we find, amen, that Paul had discussed concerning, amen, you should try to marry someone that believe in the same God, someone that believe in the same rules and regulations. Amen. A man should marry. Amen. It wasn't in a problem with Adam and Eve because there was nobody there in religion to challenge them when it was God first put them together. And after they got together, then the challenge began. Amen. The enemy don't like, amen, reasoning and peace and happiness. So it brought the human being into problems. Amen. They call marriages. The first time I might be, if anybody doesn't know when the word wife was used, I'd be glad to know, amen. Because we're here to help one another, amen. In Garden of Eden, amen. The second chapter, they went after Adam and Eve. They came together. He said that a man should leave his father and mother and cling to his wife. Wife is used all over the world. The word wife. They know it's a marriage, it's a coming together of a man and a female. Amen. Reproduction, children. Amen. Repopulation. Amen. Is involved. And a woman, she is apt. Amen. She knows how to take care of children. Man might not have that much patience, but a woman can take care of children. She carried a child for 9 months, so she have a little bit more love than man. Amen. But the issue is, amen, they both love one another. Amen, they both love one another. After the children, amen, is honorable. It's still honorable. If you can't find anyone that believe the same God you believe in, amen, you have to make sure that there's a love there. A love before sex. Amen, the world is using that idolatry of position, fornication. Amen. That's worshiping. That's idolatry. That's idolatry. Because without wedlock, amen, coming together, sex binds a marriage. But you need God's love. You need God's approval. Adam and Eve came together. Amen. Then because of the sin that was involved and the punishment, Eve began to have children in pain, because of the pain. So the average man cannot have the any man. If you have a child, the pain will kill him. Amen. Those of you married, amen, know anything about childbirth or seen a woman go through childbirth, amen. Thank God a man don't have to go through that. Amen. Because to bring a child, carry a child, amen, for 9 months, the body stretches, amen, and to birth the child, amen, is a tremendous strain on the heart, the body, and the body has to be equipped for that. Amen. But God does things that man can't do. When God does it, amen, is well done. Amen. Hebrews 13. Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. Remember them that are in bonds, and bond with them, and bound with them, and them which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body. Marriage is honorable in all. Yoke and unequal yoke. Those that believe in God, and those that have not really come to the knowledge of God, amen, or you have gotten saved and your partner haven't gotten saved yet, amen, God honors. All over the world, people honor, amen, a man and his wife. You say, oh, that's my wife. Oh, that's my husband. People recognize that. Amen. They honor that. Amen. But yet and still, the Bible discussed that, you know, it would do better. Many times it do better. Amen. If you have someone to believe in the same faith, believe in the faith. Amen. But if they're willing to stay together. Amen. They're willing to honor one another, respect one another. Amen. It's honorable. Paul says honorable. Amen. And the bed undefiled. Amen. A man and his wife, amen, have sex, amen, is not a curse against them. It's no sin against them. Amen. Because they reproduce children, amen, that helps the man's need. Paul spoke at one time, he says, best to marry than to burn. Amen. It's best to have your own wife, to have your own husband. Amen. That we are able to come together. Amen. Meet one another's needs. The bodies, what a husband needs, all the woman have to meet it. What's the man's needs? Amen. The wife, the man is capable of meeting his wife's needs. Amen. So there's no sin against that. There's no sin against that. You come and you talk it out. Amen. You talk it out and reason with each other. Because you're lifetime partners. You're lifetime partners. Amen. But he said, whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Amen. So we're going to stop there because we're talking about marriages. And we know it is a great weapon against marriage. This is God's first institution. And Jesus came, amen, and he is considered, amen, his people, his believers, as the bride. Amen. He is the bridegroom. Amen. So Jesus coming back at his bride, and Paul spoke of, amen, it's a mystery. Paul said it's a mystery how man, amen, love his wife. Amen. So the same thing, amen, pertaining to the church, how God loved the church. He loved the church. So there are some problems. We're not saying there's not going to be any problems. Don't let nobody lie to you, but you can work it out. You can work it out. There's a seasons in marriages. There's the children's come, the health problems, financial problems, family problems, in-law problems. Amen. All these are involved, but love cover. Amen. God loved the world, but he just don't like the ways. Amen. God don't like our ways. Amen. It takes Jesus to intercede for us and help us through the temptation that comes upon this world. Thank God for all of you. Amen. We're going to make sure we honor everyone tonight, today. Those in the studio, we thank God for all of you. We'll try to give you, all of you, a chance to speak. Amen. And we thank God, amen, as always, for the Blog Talk families. And those of you that coming in for the first time, amen, we will call out your area code in your last four digits. Once you push one on your phone, amen, and our technician will put you in. So we're getting ready now to open up the studio, amen, to have comments from all of you, much as possible, those that do have something to say, amen. There's nothing, we don't criticize anyone. We try not to call any names. We're not picking on anyone. We just stand to the word of God much as we can, Amen. We know others have comments, but we are in the last days. Amen. And we're making some comments about the last days. Amen. It's so prevalent today. Amen. And sometimes you can overlook things. You can overlook things and not really seeing, amen, that Jesus is soon to come. All right. Now the studio is open. Amen. You can press 1 on your phone. You can call 855-236-2252 or 347-215-8816. Amen. You push 1 on your phone. We're talking about marriages. It's honorable. God says it's honorable. And Paul took it up. Amen. Many of you might know unequal yokes. Some not going to church, and some have gotten married. Amen. And now both of them are going to church, but one doesn't accept God, but they love to stay together. Amen. There are some, amen, both, amen, who had changed faith. Amen. But it's honorable. It's honorable. Amen. It's honorable. In all, amen, regardless of what language they speak or what color their skin, amen, marriage is honorable. We're talking about male and female, according to the faith, according to God's word, amen. That's where we are, amen. Those that want to go to heaven, amen, will be with the Creator God, amen. That's what the subject is about. Amen. We are not discussing false gods or false religions, amen, about their marriages, but we're discussing about, amen, what God says, amen, in the beginning, God, amen, concerning the faith. And remember, those that believe in the faith, I mean, that's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. There are some deviations from this. It might come up. But yet and still, all marriages under the faith group is honorable. All right? The phone lines are open. You can press 1 on your phone, and we'd love to have your comments. Amen. We'd love to have what you have to say. Amen. Amen. God bless you. And you and you and you and you, as always, amen. If you want to send us a, go to our website, go to www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org. And you can go down, amen, you can either send us an email, or if you desire to give a donation towards, amen, this broadcast and help us in our endeavor to spread the good news of Jesus Christ, amen. We are in the New Testament. We are in the New Covenant. But remember, God is, amen, He's God the Father, He's God the Word, He's God the Holy Ghost. We are in the dispensation of the Spirit of God. Spirit of God. All right, you can press 1 on your phone. Press 1 on your phone. We don't want to run out of time. Amen. We have a lot of people here. We want to give everybody a chance. Amen. Those coming in for the first time and how we're working, we press. Ask you to press 1 on your phone. We give you your area code and the last 4 digits of your telephone number. Amen. That way you can make comments. Amen. You have the platform. Amen. We try to respect one another. We don't fight against each other. Marriage is all. Paul was saying here. Amen. Someone was saying the writings of this book. Amen. In that time, they didn't have the Bibles like we have it. They had the scrolls. The scrolls. Parchments. You know, material that was rolled out. It looked like burlap. Amen. They write on it. Amen. It's from the right to left. Amen. It was very precious. Some have it and some didn't have it at a certain time. It was handwritten. Amen. It was written and then And when they came together and read it, amen, and they took it home. But it's needful to understand that the Word of God is to help for those that come into Christ, and they come in to Christ. There's a whole new world. The whole new world. We live in the world. We walk in this world. Amen. And God wants to rub shoulders with everybody and let them see that you have the freedom and understanding, amen, that he wants everybody else to have. You want the neighbors, those on your job, your family members, to see the power that he's given you. You might not think you have the power, but if you live every day, amen, and keep yourself unspotted from the world, amen, and keep your uplifted mind, amen, you know there's a difference. All right, the studio is open. You can press 1 on your phone. We're talking about marriage is honorable in all. In all. Amen. Yokes. Yokes is dealing with different beliefs. Some is atheist. You marry a Christian. Some never been to church. You marry a Christian. A Christian marries someone and find out they don't really believe like they do, but through their courtship, through their dating process, they begin to love one another. Begin to love one another, care for one another, find out they have things in common, and decide, say, well, you know, I'd like to be with this person here would help me through life, become life partners, amen, through sickness and health, amen. Poverty, amen, without a job, with a job, amen. All the else things that world go through, amen. You have someone, amen, you can talk to and fellowship with, amen. Then when from time to time you go into fellowship in your assemblies, amen, or sit and read the Bible together. And pray for one another. This is what God wanted. Amen. That's his desire. That man should not be alone. Amen. What a responsibility he have. Amen. He have someone to help him. And man and woman is a union. Amen. You're one. Regardless of what. All right. We have a caller on area code 305. The last four digits is 4271.
God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you.
I'm listening to you tonight, and this is a tough situation that we. As a matter of fact, I think it's appropriate for the time in which we live in, because you know, everybody wants to do it their own way, but mm-hmm. God has it already set up that we do it his way, you see. What I was thinking about, though, is it may help. You know, when something is amputated, taken from your body for the rest of your life, you tend to get feelings or you get little sensations that let your body know that something is missing. You understand what I'm saying? If you get a foot removed, well, you can get beyond the pains and the aches, but there's always a sensation there that lets you know that your feet is not there. And this is the way it is that God has designed the body. So now you notice there, he removed a rib from the man and shut up the flesh.
All right.
And I just think and believe that this is why it's so necessary for man to get married and have companionship. you mm-hmm. see. And God describes, he describes indications there by making this woman and talking about it and deliberately saying meat for the man, you see.
Mm-hmm.
We in old school, we say help meat, and which it reads, but the right connotation for that is help. You see,
all right.
meat for the man. You see,
mm-hmm.
and that means that the woman helps the man, helps a male because he gets lonely, and it's
mm-hmm.
already designed within him that he's already missing something. You see,
mm-hmm.
and so she is the. Thing that feels it, she was taken from him. Am I making any sense? Matter of fact, dishonor, marriage is honorable before God. See, and
mm-hmm.
the bed is on fire. And you notice that how the scripture says, and whole mongers people that messes up, you see,
mm-hmm.
don't follow the rule and the structure of marriage like it's supposed to, you see, it's an offense to God. So
mm-hmm.
I just want to put that in there because all kind of things coming. People are these feelings that man with man. This is not of God. See what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
there's no way to multiply with man and man. Man and man get together, it's only destruction. You see, matter of fact, God gonna deal with him. It's throughout the scripture, God gonna deal with him. And so here it's saying, if it don't go like God wants it to go, they say God Himself shall judge. And it's saying it like that in Hebrews, as you read it, it's saying it like that because God is forgiving. See what I'm saying? And He sent Jesus to straighten out all this thing. Matter of fact, you can have a wonderful, happy marriage. And it's got to be true because you said that a man must marry a woman, you see, and so
mm-hmm.
we gotta have to do it the way God said do it, and everything will be lovely, and that's what needs to. It is going further and further, the opposite of what God said, is because of the time in which we live in. So that's what I want to say, Bishop.
All right. God bless you as always. Amen. You give us a lot to think about, and we thank God for that. Amen. That insight. Amen. All right. We're not going to hold the line because we've got some people here. Amen. Be glad to those that want to bring in your welcome as always. They're here. They express yourself. You can press 1 on your phone. Amen. We're glad to have you and you and you and you, those that are here for the first time. Amen. Just press 1. We'll get the area code and your last 4 digits. Amen. We're talking about marriage. And amen. And many of you have been married over the years. Amen. You know, amen. I can say, amen, everything, you have honeymoon a long time. But, amen, but yet and still you have to continue to communicate and talk, and amen. Children come involved, and change in economic condition come involved, amen. And you need someone that's on your side, amen. Someone on your side, amen. And when the elder was speaking there, and help meet and help mate, amen. She should be able to cook some meat, amen. Be able to cook, amen. That's one of the attributes, one of the gifts. The woman, she know how to set the table. I'm quite sure there's some men know how to set the table as well. But one can wash dishes, the other one can cook. Amen. One get up early, the other one sleep late. Amen. And one mathematician, the other one a scientist. Whatever the weakness are, whatever it calls for in this relationship. Amen. God, amen, he knows what keep things going. Amen. Two minds is better than one. Amen. It's good to have, amen, much as possible, everybody be on the same understanding. That's what always, and that's what the enemy desires to, amen, confuse, bring confusion. Amen. And we have to say that, amen, that was the thrust of the enemy, his desire. Amen. Destroy mankind. He destroyed mankind. Amen. If we look at what God gave us, we still have the power. And these things that happened in the world, God loved the world. He loves it. He loves the world. And through his son now, his grace, amen, Jesus is waiting. Amen. He said, whosoever will. Amen. Regardless of what kind of marriage you've been in, what kind of relationship, and amen, how crooked you've been walking, and amen, and abusing mankind, your body, your life. Jesus said, whosoever will, let him come in. Come on in now. You got a chance. God will forgive you. Amen. And that's a blessing. It's a blessing. And also in marriage, we got to learn how to forgive one another. Amen. We can't continue to. Amen. I ain't going to cook today because of this. You didn't buy what I asked you to buy. No. Amen. Go ahead and shake it off and get it out the way. Amen. Because you want to have peace in the home. Amen. A soft answer. Turn away wrath. Amen. All right. All right. Marriage. We're talking about marriage, how honorable it is. And we know a lot of cohabitation is going on in the world. A lot of shacking up and common law wives and all of this. I know there's some problems sometime. And amen. Abraham lied to Abimelech. Amen. Told Sarah that Sarah was his sister. Amen. But God moved in and told that king that night, that's that man's wife. You leave her alone. See, God steps in and protect marriages. Amen. Real marriages. God steps in and he protected. And you cannot Don't sit back and think, well, man done changed things. Man is not able to change the God. Put it this way, you cannot change, the car cannot change you as a driver. You get behind your car. All right, let me get it cranking up here. 954-0500. 954. God bless you. God bless you. Go right ahead. Hello? 954-0500. You're on there. All right. I think we have a bad connection. I had another caller. Amen. All right. Amen. We'll try again. Amen. We're at 305-4271. 305-4271. I believe that's where we are now.
I was listening to as you speak there, and being unequally yoked fuel to the fire as God taking the rib from you. You know, we were saying that your body be missing something. So the stage of life as we grow, you see, our bodies seem to desire. You see, that's the way God said, got it fit. So what happens is, as we in adulthood and get ourselves to right for marriage, you see, then things began to be fulfilled in our life. This is what make life so beautiful, make marriage so wonderful, because God is the keeper of the house. See, he's always adding to His word. He's always seeing about His word. So this is what we ought to live in. We shouldn't be unequally yoked because you got a different partner in the marriage. So we want God to be in both of us. See what I'm saying? So that's what I was thinking about there as you talk. This is the white ready to live. And as you spoke about all these common marriages and all that, that's what man did, you see. Mm-hmm. For lack of condition and environment, that's what man did. But that's not what God said. That's not His doing. So I totally agree with you. We do it the way God said do it. You see, and everything will be all right.
All right, all right. God bless you as well. Amen. I remember Hosea was saying that God's people are being destroyed because of lack of knowledge. Amen. And that's very true. Many of them have not heard, amen, been told, amen, the right way to live, what God wanted to live. Amen. You just don't let me clear this up. Don't go out there and divorce your husband because he's not in the church. Don't go out there and divorce your wife, amen, because she's not in the church. Amen. We're not saying that, amen, because of the fact that, amen, many of us have come to Christ, amen, since we heard the gospel. And many people have heard the gospel, and Paul in the book of Acts, amen, those that the day of Pentecost, and they preach, and they ask Peter, what shall we do then? And Peter told them, be baptized in Jesus Christ. The gift is unto you and your children, and your, you know, as many as the Lord thy God can call. So sometimes families, the whole families, be baptized, the husband and the wife. Amen. And so because of Jesus and because of love, amen, God wants us to continue to love one another as a family group and bring your whole family to come to Christ. Take time and explain the word. Amen. Those young people that's coming into Christ now, you, somebody, brother, say he love you, or the man say he love you, and she say she wants you, and amen. And you go to church, continue to go to church, and talk with her, and bring her to church. Now, when she start drawing back from the church and talking against the church, then you have a chance there to find out things, and amen. But now, those of you who have not heard about the gospel that God wants you to be married. God don't want you to divorce your families and leave the family because He don't want to love. Now you find out Jesus love you and you save you in the church, but He not in the church yet, or she's not in the church yet. No, 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 no. Amen. Stay with Him. Paul says, stay with Him. Amen. Stay with her. Amen. Amen. But if all is possible, all is possible. If you learn all this ahead of time, Sunday school, and going to Christ, amen. If you can find him or her, amen. And both of y'all believe, amen. That's a wonderful situation. But you will have some difficulties now. She might not be, you know, how to clean the house. He might not want to work, amen. And all these little personal problems, amen. But you can work it out. You can work it out. All right, all right, all right. Go ahead. We want to begin close to prayer time. We, amen, thank God for you and you. If someone has pushed one on your phone, amen, our technician will put you in. Amen. And comments about marriages. They are problems with marriage. All right. 954-0500.
Yeah.
All right. I think we got a technical problem. All right. Okay. All right. All right. Anyone else can press 1. And we got about 2 minutes here. An open line. Then we want to go into prayer. Amen. You can press 1 on your phone. Okay. Now, I spoke about the last days, while we're in the last days. Amen. Now, I remember, amen, things that happened. Jesus is the Word of God. Amen. And God, Jesus was manifested, amen, all through the Bible. Amen. God, amen, Jesus is the Word. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. The Word of God was there in the beginning of time. All through the Bible, the Word showed up, amen, as the angel, amen. The Word showed up, amen. And now, since we have the church, is grace and truth. The things that God did against sin, against idolatry, amen. Jesus now is interceding for the world. Because of our prayers, the church prayers. You're praying for those that are not saved in your family. Amen. They have family problems. Maybe they're not saved, and you're praying for them. Amen. You have some out there involved in idolatry and witchcraft and all different kind of marriages. Amen. You're praying for them. Amen. God, He's going to move. He's going to move. He's big enough. Nobody can intimidate him. Amen. He's God. In the book of Isaiah, he said, I'm God, and I don't know nobody else. Amen. But through Jesus Christ and through the church praying, amen, many of us came out of all kind of sins, and amen, all kind of background history where the devil drove us through, the muck and the marrow, and God picked us up. Amen. He gave us another thing, chance through his son. So whosoever will can be saved. Those of you that have ungodly members or those that backslidden, amen, that took your children out there worshiping man to man, woman to woman, amen. God can save them. God can save them. Those that are dealing with human beings, with animals, God can save them. God can save them. Some that got their children and idol worship, God can save them. Amen. God can save them through his son, Jesus. Through his son, Jesus. That's why it's important that you pray for him. Amen. But remember, amen, God, he's going to stand up. When he stand up through grace and truth, amen, he's giving us all the chances he can. Amen. When he move, people going to know, oh, God did that. They can't be pointing at the church. No, that's why we say we're in the end time. Things that went on in the end time, in the beginning of the Old Testament, amen, these things that went on, amen, how God moved in there, amen, now his son, and the prayers of the church, and saying, Lord, have mercy, give him another chance, give him another chance. All right, we're going to entertain 2 prayers, amen, for marriages. Let's press 1 on your phone. All right, we have 1 prayer for... Pray for the young marriages and marriages. Go right ahead, Doc.
Dear Lord, we are grateful for this opportunity. We pray, O God, and give thanks at this time for younger marriages, those that have come together. And we want to remind you of what you told Peter, how the young woman has that advantage, amen, if she humble herself unto her man, and through her chaste conversation, you will heal him, you will save him. And we believe what you are saying, God. We thank you so much for all that you have done at this time, and keep our people looking up unto you. And we rebuke the enemy, his foul things that he are putting out in young people's mind. They must live as one. They must come together and have their own lives. In Jesus' precious name we pray at this time. Amen.
Regardless of what you're going through, stay in the church. Stay with Christ. Stay with fellowshipping. Stay with shaking hands with your brother and sister. Amen. The church is your salvation. It is the ark of the covenant.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen. We love you. Amen. Continue to hold on to Jesus and the faith. Like Paul said, the faith that you're so persuaded. And Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Until next time. God bless you.
Amen.